Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Above the Bar podcast, a show about a middle-aged father, current events, and how these things affect my everyday life. Alrighty, folks, welcome to another episode of the Above the Bar podcast. It's your host, Sean. We are joined today. I love how I just keep saying it. We're going to break it down. It's such a father dad joke. Father's Day is coming up here. We are joined with Miss Jacqueline, and I just say Jacqueline V. Jacqueline, if you want to say your last name, because I'm not going to jack your last name up.
That's okay. It's actually Vimislik, and yep. V works just fine.
Yep. I just go with Jacqueline V, JV. Anything we got to go with, but she is joining us here tonight from Stress Fracture NY. We're going to talk about what that is. We got to get into a little bit of housekeeping, things we always do before every show there, folks. So the first thing is, as a reminder, over the right shoulder here, we've got sticker and a cause. We see the big Ravens iron back here. And we got to thank Nathan. We got something coming up here in a couple of months. We will actually have a official Baltimore Raven on the show for a couple of episodes, but we got to do that sticker and a cause. Oh, look, somebody's already looking for you there, JV. You see who that is?
Hey, Tim.
But we were doing a sticker and a cause. If you have anything, you have, I don't care if it's your Girl Scout troop, if it's your, you know, supporting a local organization, your own podcast, whatever it is, send me a direct message. We'll talk. I'll get the sticker. And when it comes on, we'll put that sticker up and I'll read about it. Little sticker and a cause. Wait a sec. You're like so popular today. Hey, friends. Look, Cody just got her shirt today. She was on a little while back, but we're going to do that. The other thing that is also very important, because we want everyone to know about the show, folks, make sure you get onto your phone right now, whatever it is you use, and share away to every single yard sale website that you have, everything on Facebook. Remember, the goal here is always to get deleted off of these things. Does somebody write something ridiculous and be like, I don't know why this is even there? I had one last week. I used to love a show called The Magicians. Have you ever seen that show,
no.
Jacqueline?
No.
Do you know Jacqueline or Jackie?
Jackie. Right. With a Y.
Jackie with a Y. So Jackie, Magicians is like adult Harry Potter with like, it's like sex, drugs, and rock and roll Harry Potter.
Oh, well, I need to get on board with this.
Right. It was a phenomenal show. It was on Sci-Fi Channel. It was really, really good. But last season was the last season. So there's a Facebook page. So I shared this to the Facebook page, and somebody was like, I don't even know why this is on here. This has nothing to do with the show. I was like, because listening to my voice is magic.
Hey, you got my vote.
See, I'm like, I just don't like, folks, don't take yourself so seriously. And that's what Jackie's here to do for us, though.
Yes.
She's going to show us how to not take ourselves so seriously and find creative ways to get rid of stress.
Yes.
We've all got different ways that we do it. Some of us are like, you know, you might have an adult beverage. Some people work out. But I'm going to tell you, at some point in our lives, accidentally, we've all done what Jackie has for us.
Yeah.
And you tell me what's best here, Jackie. Do you want me to play the video, or you want to break it down for whatever everybody's got here?
How about I break it down, then we'll show the video real quick.
All right, look, Jeanette, super fan Jeanette's already telling you she's got hammers and china ready to go.
Excellent, Jeanette. Awesome. So my business, Stress Fracture, is a mobile smash room, or what I like to call a mobile stress relief experience. I don't call it a rage room like most of the similar rooms in the area do, just because, you know, I don't really know why I don't. I wanted it to be more of an experience than a just come and get crazy. I wanted it to be a little more meaningful than just going and breaking things. So I'm marketing myself slightly differently. The cool part is you don't even have to leave your house or your business or whatever. You call me up and I pull up in the trailer, or I've recently created a tent version so I can do larger parties and do indoor events. But you can come out on your lunch break at work. You can come out on your coffee break at work. Come out, relieve a little stress, and then go along your way. So it's really... It's interesting and it's fun. And again, I'm mobile. So I take the stress away of even having to come to me, which is nice.
Look at that. All the stress, just letting it all go.
Yeah. Now, people often ask, what exactly is a smash room? So it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a room where you get to smash things to smithereens. I created the business, in 2018, and really out of my own need for relieving some stress. Like you had mentioned, I had accidentally dropped something, and I remember the sound of that glass. Just, it was like angels sung or something. It was so weird. I was in the lab, and I remember it was almost like slow motion. We were doing a lab clean out, and I was dropping the glass, and it shattered, and everyone was like, and I'm like, well, it was going to be broken anyway. And that was kind of cool. So I was like, what would happen if I just happened to drop this beaker? And then everybody wanted to do it. So our boss let us, as we were throwing things in the trash, let us break a few things. And I'll tell you what, we were the most productive, happy people we'd ever been. Years of people working together, you know, given a grumpy look every morning or whatever. We were high-fiving each other and we were super productive. So I definitely think it has a benefit as far as productivity as well.
That's so great. And we're going to try, you know, maybe if all of you lobby enough, Jackie will come back. And if we don't chase her out of the bar here, her other life, and we'll talk about it, maybe hint at it, is she's a forensic scientist.
Yes. That so, is my job. Yep.
So at some point we're going to try to get her to come back and debunk all the myths of the things we've seen on TV where they're like, well, we'll just go ahead and wash your hands in boric soap. They'll never know the gunpowder is there.
Yes, you know? You have to talk with a squint in your eye. Don't forget.
You got to do, everything's got to be squinting and like, yes, yeah. You thought you were going to get away with it, but yeah, no, right. It's not going to work.
Right. Unacceptable. So yes, I will gladly answer any of those questions too.
Oh, that's so cool. But so let's give everybody a little glimpse, a little sound of what these rooms. I'm going to tell you now, as I bring these two videos up, folks, the first one, I was concerned that there was a wild animal involved in this one. For those of you watching it, for those of you watching it live, you will understand. For those of you listening to the audio, the door to this trailer looked like there was like an animal trying to get out. And when the door opens, well, let me play the video. So for those of you that can't see this, this is a lady who looks like she's about 4'11" with a ball bat and a protective mask on that comes out of this trailer. And I'm telling you, it sounds like there was a crime going on inside of there. It was like, but it's not just adults that need this, is it?
No, and one of the things too, I made sure, especially when it came to the business, I wanted not children, but young adults to be able to do this as well, because I find, especially in today's day and age, they need an outlet. And, you know, yoga doesn't work for everybody. I know they're trying to introduce that into schools, and I know that that is a great thing for some, but sometimes people just need to let their aggression out in a different way or let their feelings out in a different way. So I really wanted to make sure I was able to target younger individuals as well. I had done, when I first started, I did the Mind, Body, Soul Expo up in Saratoga. And I was completely shocked at the number of parents that asked me if I would allow their children to do it, because they didn't know either how to talk to their children about, you know, whatever's frustrating them, or if they're being picked on in school or whatever. And that's when I really decided I wanted to focus and make sure my insurance would allow me to do younger people.
That's all you need. Like, sure, little Timmy, you're welcome to go ahead and, oh, that's Oh, sorry. My bad. Yeah. But I bring that up because that was the other video that you sent me was a young man getting some. Now, is this like a random child? Is this your child?
This is a random person. We do events every once in a while. I call them pop-up events where you can just come if you're in the area or, you know, whatever, wherever you are. And this woman and her nephew decided to stop in and smash some stuff.
Well, here you go, folks. Young man getting ready to smash it.
How's it feel?
That's awesome.
That what you can't see if you're listening to the audio version is this young man had a look in his eye like he was like, there's more, I can break more, right? Like I can just, he looked at that baseball bat like it was his new best friend, like he had found Lucille or Negan and found it wasn't Luke. God, I just had a brain fart and I love Walking Dead. I can't remember the name of the bat. Negan's bat.
Yes. Oh man. Can you imagine if we had that in there?
My best friend Ken and I, we bought one at NYCC when we could actually still go. We bought like a replica. I love that thing.
That is awesome.
So I guess this whole thing, like where one of the things that keeps coming to mind to me is what's the oddest event that somebody's been like, hey, we want you to come out. Like did some, like you have kids, like, was it a bar mitzvah? Was it somebody's like wedding? Like, hey, look at the side of our wedding. We'd like to be able to like, for all the shitty wedding gifts we get, like the candelabra and the other stuff to make sure our guests know that like how much their gift sucks.
Yeah. Right. Well, I haven't had that yet, but I'll tell you one of the things that I do get a lot of is the things I get to break are typically donated. And a lot of stuff comes from divorced couples who are trying to get rid of that $3,000 China set. So I have got some of the most beautiful things to break in my basement right now because people just don't want that stuff. They don't want the memory. And oftentimes they just drop it. So I was like, are you sure you don't want to break it?
So people are like donating stuff to you. So, so if somebody wanted to donate to you, they can go to your website, which is up on the screen here. Give me get back to it, which is stressfractureny.com. So you can go to that. That's how we can book you. That's how we can break stuff.
Yep. And I believe there's a tab on the end that says donate. So if you want head stuff, I'll gladly come and pick it up. The only thing I ask is that it's, you know, clean-ish, you know, if I don't want mud-filled stuff, but I'll take whatever you don't want off your hands. And the really cool part too is I've been fortunate enough to separate out all the breakables after the fact and donate them to local artists. So all this stuff has a really cool life cycle. It's garbage. It gets donated to me. Then we break it down and then it gets donated to an artist. So it gets recreated into some really cool stuff.
Nice. So Jeanette is an insurance agent as it is. And she said she would like to see the look on your insurance agent's face when you told them what you needed for liability.
No. I couldn't. Let me tell you, it took me a very long time to find someone that would insure me. So
really? It wasn't just like you weren't calling up Farmers.
Well, I did, and they said, no, thank you.
Oh, and their commercials are bullshit.
I know.
Their commercials, like, we covered it.
I had to go for it. I don't understand how it works, and Jeanette might actually know. It wasn't, I'm like a C category, like the stuff people don't want to touch. That's why I pay ridiculous amounts for it.
Oh, I couldn't even begin to even imagine what it takes. Folks, if you're out there listening right now and you've got questions about odd things that have been broken, things that have been donated, how you could personally, maybe one of your events, Sean Hardy, if you're still out there, I think he's in Arkansas or something. Sean, I don't know. You're like way out there. He's another Marine I serve with. You have to tell me where you're at, 'cause I completely forgot about how far away you are, but we can see if we can get Jackie to drive the smash room cross country.
Done.
I can't imagine what your insurance would be like. So I have to take this out of state. I'm going to set it up in another, you know, about 1,000 miles away. This is fine, right?
Yep. Nothing to it.
Now, has anyone, you talk about the donations.
Yes.
Has anyone ever donated anything to you that you were like, we're not breaking that?
Oh yeah. I don't do mirrors and I don't do like angels and nativity scenes, anything like that, because I don't need that karma.
Oh,
Yeah. Like even for a while, I didn't even want to do like little sheep and things, but you know, that ended up being not a big issue.
No, tell me why, Jackie. Tell me why you won't break it.
I don't even know. Some of the stuff, you'd be, you know what I do smash the crap out of though? Clowns. I don't like clowns. There are a lot of people that have a clown thing. So every once in a while, if I'm doing like a fundraising event and I try to raise money, I'll offer free smash events. And then I have this big clown. I was like, whoever donates most gets to smash this clown. And I'll tell you what, that works. People have a clown thing, including me.
What is with people and the clowns? Like,
I don't know. They're scary.
See, I know where mine comes from. Uh-huh. I can tell you 110%. Okay. The movie Poltergeist.
That's exactly where mine comes from. The one on the bed, then it goes underneath.
Yep. And you want to know what, I'll tell you what's worse for me. So I was that kid who had no business watching certain movies when they would come out.
Yep.
Like we talked a few weeks ago, like I was probably 11 when I watched Risky Business, which again, not a movie for an 11-year-old.
Right.
Somebody was like, oh, that movie wasn't bad. I'm like, did you not remember the subway scene in that movie?
Oh yeah, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, see, look, you're an example. But my grandmother, I was probably, I'd have to look and see what year that movie came out, but I want to say it was like 85, 84.
Yeah.
So I was like 8 or 9 years old when that movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother for like Christmas bought me a clown doll.
No.
That was the spitting image. Nope. Same like fluffy clothes, floppy arms. It had a block of wood in the center of it. That son of a bitch wasn't allowed in my room.
I was going to say, nope. Cabbage Patch Kids were my thing. Those too. My mom used to dress one up and like moved around and tell me it was alive. So clowns and Cabbage Patch Kids. I got a lot of issues.
Yeah, see, that's not cool. Tim, no one's breaking Baltimore Ravens memorabilia.
No.
But you would get banned from the show very quickly.
Yeah, right.
I think Tim's like a Jets fan, so that's just sad. That's just a sad thing.
Uh-oh.
and Kitty says hers came from the movie It.
That,
look, I don't blame you. And the remake made the clowns just that much worse.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
No. Same like with you. I was allowed to watch scary movies at a very young age, so I don't watch them at all now because terrified of certain things. Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. Well, see, that it's funny that we've already – see, we make a lot of hard left turns on this show. It happens. So we talked about this recently, and my best friends and my wife and I were talking about it. That there are certain certain levels of horror movie, it's not happening.
Nope.
Conjuring? Nope.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't want – no.
No. No, like I would be in your room, locked inside the stress room, holding a bat, like,
yeah, right, and just sitting in the corner.
now this kind of just something thinking about the stress uh-huh. room. Have you ever had someone go in and they just couldn't break something?
Yes. It's interesting because I have seen all sorts of what I'm calling interesting things. I've seen little old ladies that are like, I don't want to break it, but I'm going to do it because this is a team building thing and I'll do it. And they go in and they're the ones that have the best time and go the most crazy. And then just last week I had an event and one woman went and threw one thing and she's like, nope, it's not my thing. And she didn't want to do it anymore. So it's really not for everybody. And I totally get that and respect whatever, you know, but yes, some people have tried it and then totally hated it. So I think it just depends on, you know, what you're after.
Now, Tim's got a great question here. How long do people normally stay in there for? Like, what's the time frame?
So it really varies on the package that they get. The packages I have, they vary depending on how long you want to break the things, how many items you have to break. But I've seen people, so for example, my standard package is 15 breakables. So I've seen people go through 15 breakables in 3 minutes, and I've seen people go like smash every single last thing to a smithereen and be in there for 35. So I usually cap it at 30, but depending on what I have going on after that, I let them just go in there, and I figure if they're spending that much time on it, they need it, so have at it.
That's so great. Like, yeah. I just, in my mind, I just see, like, it's like the movie, what's the one where he's caught in traffic? Oh, God, I can't think of the movie. Somebody remember it. Tim will remember it, where he's caught in traffic in Los Angeles and he road rages and tries to get back to his daughter. Like I feel like these should be like on every so many blocks. We should all just be able to walk into a room, just break some shit and leave and be like, all right, I'm better now. I mean, we got these Google offices, you know, and I call them Google offices where you're like beanbag chairs and, you know,
and little like, quiet rooms and all good stuff. Yeah.
Why don't they have one of these?
I am going to get on that and find out. I'm going to be in every company's.
See, we're brainstorming right now. this could be something in all these different like office spaces and everything. Like,
I mean, it should.
Like you could have even better. They pull the taco truck up next to you and then you can like break something and then go get a taco.
Taco. Yes.
See, we're figuring this out right now. You need to partner with a taco truck.
I think I do. Tacos are one of my favorite foods.
Somebody just told me we got a new, I saw it. My barber was telling me there's a new taco place in Troy. That's right next to it's inside of what used to be Capital Land Taxi. Their taxi stand is now, how great is that? Capital Land Taxi, old taxi stand, is now a taco stand.
There can never be too many tacos now.
There can only be one.
Or ice cream. I love ice cream. Ice cream is my fourth food group, so.
Now that's a question. Have you ever done the Gallagher? Like smashing foods, and you don't know who Gallagher is?
Yes, I do.
Yes, okay. Gallagher. Yes. Have you ever done that? Like the smashing foods, like somebody gets to come in and bring old pumpkins in or anything like that?
You know, I thought about that at first, especially for children's parties, but I'm an enclosed space and it's...
Well, you got the tent now.
Well, I do. That's true. I don't know. Maybe. That but not cool. The other, because I figured it'd be like sticky and it would
dry. Right.
So
and then eventually it would smell funky. And yes, that thank you, Kathy. It is the movie Falling Down. I couldn't remember the name of it. Oh, Falling Down has one of the greatest scenes ever where he goes in to order food. Mm-hmm. You know, like McDonald's used to stop serving breakfast at 11.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And he's there at like 11:05 and he's like, he wants breakfast though. And they're like, I'm sorry. We stopped at 11. He's like, it's 11:05 and he goes through this whole thing and loses his ever loving mind on the entire restaurant. It's a phenomenal thing. Oh, it's so good. There's a great question. Tim is on it today. Is there a camera inside or like where you could like up in the corner and like you could look, Tim's coming up with extra revenue streams. You could sell little clips.
So yes. I actually have a camera in the very front, and then I also try to get in with them at some point towards the end because I don't want to distract them too much. But that's typically how I get a lot of my slow motion is having them break something right in my direction, and they're terrified, and it's awesome.
That's cool.
Camera, and I always try to send video clips to each of the participants afterwards. I do get a lot of questions actually about why there isn't more video clips on my website. And the reason for that is while I capture a lot of video, a lot of it is very personal and people are letting out a lot of pent up stuff. A lot of stuff about their husbands or their boyfriends or their girlfriends or their kids. So a lot of it is not media worthy, if that makes sense. So, while I do get a lot of video foot coverage, I don't typically put a lot of it out because I want to keep confidentiality, you know.
No one needs to know that their CEO or manager walked in there screaming about, Kathy, with your damn paperwork, just do it.
Exactly. Yep. And what's really cool is I have a projector as well that if you wanted to project a picture of, you had asked earlier about interesting themes. Valentine's Day, I tend to do I try to do a couples event, but most of the time it's not the couples events that do well. It's the I'm single, I hate dating events that do the best. And people send in their pictures and I put it in a frame for them, or I can project it right on the wall and they can throw stuff right at the wall. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah. Here's a picture of my ex. Go ahead, put it on the Scantron and put it right on the projector. That's so great. Exactly. So now, is this something you came up with? This is a franchise that you had to buy into. How did you really like get into, like you said, hey, 2018, I dropped some glass. It sounded great, But how did we get to this point? It's 2021. How did we get here?
Okay, so it actually started. I had an idea about it. For some reason, stress fracture just kept coming to me. For some reason, I had no idea what it really meant at the time. And this was probably about 6 years ago. And then I had left my position where I was from out in Binghamton and moved here to take my current day job position. Well, let me back up a little bit. So I dropped the glass during a clean out and the glass was awesome. And when everyone was high-fiving each other and just being productive, I was like, there is definitely something to this. So I kept that in my pocket until I moved here. And I am a girl that can get along with pretty much anybody all the time, but we had a secretary that was just this spawn of Satan.
All you could think of was to tell her to see her next Tuesday, huh?
I know, it was awful. She was awful. And one day I went down into my basement and I have a Bilco doors, I think they're mm-hmm. called, and there was no stairs in there because they had rotted out. So it was just a big cement, basically room. And I went down there and I just started throwing stuff. And I finally was like, you know what? I just felt so good. And I said to myself, I'm just going to roll with this.
Listen, self.
Yeah. The scary part was I didn't, you know, I'm a scientist by trade. I didn't know anything about being an entrepreneur, but I had gone on this, when I moved here, this no fear campaign, I was calling it, because I don't do anything unless I know how it's going to turn out. And then if I plan for a B and a C and a D and an E, and that got really stressful and time consuming. So I thought, you know what, I'm just going to roll with stuff and I'm going to do this, be fearless, and I'm going to move to a new city and I'm going to do all this stuff. And I was like, might as well start a business. So how it became mobile was kind of the fear factor. I hate to admit this, but it actually worked out in my favor. The reason I didn't do a brick and mortar place was because I wasn't sure if anyone in their right mind would do such a thing. When I was researching this type of business, there was only one other place in the country doing it, and that was in Texas, and she was a brick and mortar. So I had nothing to go by. I didn't know anything. I didn't have anybody to compare to. So I thought, you know what, if I go mobile, if for some reason it doesn't work out, I sell the trailer and I'm no whatever. And thank goodness I did that way, because I didn't have to pay rent or utilities during COVID, because I pretty much business is at a standstill. But it ended up working out really well, because I find most of my clients are corporate events, and that's what they like. They like that I can come to them right after work on a Friday or at noon on a Wednesday when they're trying to get, you know, productivity up for the week. So it ended up working out really, really well.
So I got another question for you, and it's actually COVID related, but Jeanette's got a great question also. Right. Has anyone ever gone completely overboard and damaged the inside of the mobile room?
Yeah. So, that's the other thing. There are rage rooms where that is welcomed. And then there's the mobile stress relief experience, which is me. So, but how do you tell people you can't go crazy if that's what you need? So I've been trying to find this really interesting line. And for the most part, I have, like you said, I do most of my stuff is corporate events. So I don't get the people going nuts. However, I did an event a couple weeks ago for a steel coating business, and there it was just a bunch of guys, and I should have known better. And they were like, well, can we destroy the table and can we put holes? I'm like, no, you can't destroy the table and put holes in the walls. But they did destroy the table, which typically for me, that is something that I think of that as that's a possibility. So the table is easily replaced. Luckily, no one has damaged the floor or the walls yet. But yeah, on rare occasion, I do get that one person where they go absolutely insane. Luckily, no one has ever been hurt, and I've yet to draw blood. So that's also.
Well, I was looking at if you get a chance to see the videos and check out the video version, for those of you that listen to the audio version, they're pretty well protected. This isn't like you're breaking glass and you're looking like Margaritaville, you know, flip-flops and shorts or nothing here.
Yeah. So that's the one thing I do take very, very seriously. And it's in the contract. You have to, in the summertime, as long as you're covered, I don't make you put the suit on as well because it just gets too hot. But as long as you're fully covered, you also get cut resistant gloves and a full industrial face shield that covers from the back of your head all the way down to your neck. So safety is huge. And that's, you know, obviously the first thing we're worried about. So, yeah.
Well, that face shield, serious. I saw that. That thing is serious. But you brought up, you know, I think for most of us, for probably the next 3 to 5 years, every conversation for any business that started pre-2021 or 2020, I should say, the question is always going to be, what did you do with this during COVID?
So that was actually, being a full-time employee at the, you know, during my full-time job, I had this and I volunteer a lot. So I was constantly on the go. So honestly, I was like, ooh, this is a welcomed forced break, because I typically am on the go from 5 a.m. till midnight and I don't stop. So this was actually the forced break, but it was a little bit of panic at first. And then it was like, okay, so we just got to figure out what we're going to do with this. And that's really where a lot of our corporate programs came out of. Typically, my corporate clients are just a fun smash event. But now I've teamed up with, I always get this wrong, Neuro-Linguistics Programming Practitioner, NLP, which is basically means brain science.
Okay.
And the things you do, because
remember, you're sitting at the bar right now. Kind of bring it a little bit down. So brain science, you like that? We can go with brain science.
Excellent. So her name is Christina Boschman. And the reason I teamed up with her was because at these corporate events that were meant to be just fun, stress release, in and out things, people would come up to me afterwards and say, I don't think you understand the effect that had on me. I didn't realize I was stressed about blah, blah, blah until I pictured me smashing that thing. So I took a fun thing and I wanted to make it a little more serious for our corporate clients. And my friend Christina, who I'm working with, she was doing talks all around the state about stress on the central nervous system. And she had found that people would come up to her in tears and saying, you understand how I've been feeling. And so she was looking to make something very serious, more fun. So a friend of ours introduced us, and together we just meshed immediately. And that's what we focused on during COVID, was corporate programs. So we have using the stress fracture trailer as the tool to help people break through literally whatever issue it is, whether it's communication or financial issues, being happier, vision boarding, you name it. So we've got 5 programs right now that came out of COVID in 2020, which we're pretty excited about.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now this also, as you're saying all these things, mm-hmm. just kind of came to mind to me, because I find it fascinating, the idea that, and like I said, like my wife will yell at me here in a little bit. I went and I was having a day the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And shit just kept falling around. You ever had that? Where like and finally I got so mad. Like the bottle of what the hell is it? The Dawn spray bottle thing now. Like, and mm-hmm. I got so mad it fell near me and I whipped that sucker across the room. Whack!
Yep.
And my wife's like, what are you doing, asshole? And I'm like, which she was justified in calling me one at that moment. But at the moment I was like, I feel better that I broke this thing.
Well, and that's one of the things we're trying to focus on and get the word out about, is because you can probably attest to this all your life. Probably you've been told don't break that, or it's bad to break it, or it's unsafe if you break something, or if you break it, you bought it. So one of the things when we do pop-up events and passers are going by.
Passerbys.
they look at us like, oh, we can't do that. That's not allowed. And I was like, no, it totally is allowed. And the one thing that's the important part is doing it in a safe way. So that's what we're bringing. We are allowing you to do something you've been told not to do. And that's why this tool, the breaking part, is so useful in the corporate events. It's because it's a memorable experience, because it's the opposite of what you've typically been told to do all your life.
That's wild. I mean, with you saying that, the next thought that came to mind to me is, we have to put you on Coney Island next to like the sideshow typical stuff, because it's a taboo in our lives. I never thought about it that way. Like, I have children. I can't tell you how many times I've said to my kids, don't touch that. If you break that, I promise you it's going to be the end of your day. Don't touch it. And they look at me like,
yeah. 30 and still thinking the same thing, like, oh gosh, I just broke that. And now I'm like, oh yeah, I just broke that. So my saying is, instead of you break it, you bought it. It's you bought it, now let's break it.
So have you ever had anyone show up with their own shit to break? Like, yeah. Like, hey, like, I just want to go ahead and set this right here. This is, we're going to go ahead and get rid of this today. Anything yeah. like that?
Yes. And one thing that always comes to mind for me is a candy dish. This one, I would say, I don't know how old, I'm bad at guessing age, but maybe mid 30s. She brought a candy dish. It was a very, it was fancy, but she had some very interesting frustrations about this candy dish. Apparently she was overweight growing up, and her grandmother would never let her, she would always get her hand slapped whenever she would try to touch the candy in the candy dish. So she went to town on that candy dish. Yeah. So that was probably the most interesting personal item. But I do have a package that's called It's Personal, and you're allowed to bring whatever items you'd like for whatever reason.
That candy dish sounds like either she was going to break that candy dish, or we were getting like a monster ball moment. Like it was one or the other, like straight up serial killer moment or not.
Yep. So yeah, people bring a lot of it. So my friend, again, from a divorce, there was this bowl, popcorn bowl, Tiffany popcorn bowl, actually quite expensive. And she couldn't wait to just
really
get down on that. Yep.
See, that's wild to me. Like, yep. And yes, Tim and I probably have many bottles of bourbon and Jameson to donate. Which remind my wife somehow, you know, I have a wonderful wife that you got to meet before the show to check my lighting. But I just realized I normally have the empties on the bar. Oh, they're there. Because I always just like keep them there because it kind of one of those things. I just realized I'm like looking around, but that's. This is just so wild to me. Now, I want to kind of tie something in, and we don't have to get into full details because I really want to just talk to you one day about your work, not about any details of any like, so I was had to come in the room and it was none of that, but just how have you been able to, other than that day dropping things, have you ever had, let me see if I word this. So somebody breaks something and you were like, hey, wait a second. You tied it back to your work as a forensic scientist. Does that make sense? Like somebody was like hit something with a baseball bat and you were like, cause I just think about those shows and I'm like, they're always like, well, we hit the dummy and I saw the splash pattern. Oh, so that means they came from this angle and it had to be at a 45-degree angle. The person's 6'2". Weighs probably about 250 pounds. This is how this had to happen. Like, have you ever had a situation where you like, you watch somebody break something, you're like, oh.
Honestly, I have not. No. And the more, now that you've said that, the more I'm going to be thinking about that every time it does happen. But no, honestly, I haven't. And that probably is because for the most part, I'm not in there with people. I do watch the video afterwards sometimes as I'm sending it to them, but for the most part, things are left in such tiny little smithereens that I don't think you could piece them together if you tried.
See, I could just, so like in my head, I just see it like, cause you have an analytic brain. Like that has to be, like, you have to be the kind of person, like you're analyzing everything as it's happening. Yeah. You kind of talked about that at the beginning here, when you were talking about putting this whole thing together, moving out from Big Hampton.
Yeah.
Big Hampton. That's, I had a buddy that lived out there. We used to go out there. Like the best thing was going to, what is it? Tully's, right over by the college.
The place to go was like practically the only place in town that had.
Yeah. And it's that right. It's odd because it's right. Well, the Marine Corps recruiting office was right next to it.
Right in that same plaza, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
So we would go up there, we'd hang out. I'd go see the other Marines and then we'd walk next door and go get something to eat, you know, maybe a couple of liquid lunches here and there, but that was many moons ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm so fascinated by like, I don't think I would consider myself as an analytic brain, but I just think like how, like, you have to just be analyzing everybody as like you see them step up and you're like, like, do you do that? Like as somebody's walking up and they're suiting up to get ready to get in, do you think about what kind of like smash, like, do you, that's even a better question. Is there have you named the type of people that smash things?
No, I haven't.
Do you know what I mean? Like they're a big smasher, they're an overhead, they're like a tiny, like something like that, a gorilla.
haven't. Man, I'm pretty boring. I haven't, but I do know what you're talking about, though, because a lot of times, I think I somewhat touched on it earlier, is I was absolutely wrong. One of my first corporate events, again, it was, I shouldn't call her a little old lady, but it was an older woman, I would say maybe in her 70s, who was just not going to do it. And she went to town and she wanted more. So the cool part about what you're asking is I find that I'm typically wrong. When I think someone's going to go to town, they're the ones that are like, no, I'm good. Or when I think, oh gosh, this guy's going to go nuts, he's the one that just throws against the wall. So that is the interesting thing is I am wrong. Yeah.
The guy who's 6'5", 250,
yeah,
looks like he eats raw meat.
Little cat figurine. That's so funny.
Well, in my prior world, and I won't say what my prior life was, some know it, some don't. I used to say that all the time. The 6'5", 250, 300-pound man, when I said, please do blank, we go, all right, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
The woman who was 100 pounds soaking wet with rocks in her pocket.
Yeah.
She wanted a shot at the title.
Yeah.
Every time. And I was like, why are you coming at me like this? I'm just.
Yep. So, like, yeah.
I get it. I get it completely.
Yep.
So is there any big events or any big things coming up here lately where people can find you? We've got the stressfractureny.com. Yeah. That's how we can log in there. You said there's some videos on there. There's some different stuff.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
But how do we locate you? How do we get in touch? How do we make this happen?
Okay, so if you're interested, the best place to find me is on my website at stressfractureny.com. There's a whole bunch of tabs on there, like you had just said, with videos and things. You can request me to give you a call if you had an inquiry about a corporate event. One thing that people always ask me about is why don't I have pricing on there? And I have very basic pricing for the personal packages. Corporate is a little different because, like I had mentioned before, it really depends on three factors. How many people you have, how long you want me on site, well, four factors, how long you want people to smash for, and how many breakables you want them to smash. So the pricing is all into those, and obviously how far away you are. Because if you're out of my coverage zone, you get a little bit of an extra fee for the travel because it's expensive to haul the trailer. But typically, if you wanted to book a corporate event, you would book a call with me and then we'd discuss what it was. And then I'd get a contract, that we've put together for you that way. One of the things I'm super excited about coming up, our next big event is actually July 17th. And it's a free event for what I'm calling our healthcare heroes. Any pharmacists, nurses, doctors, anybody in the healthcare field that has been on the front lines, or even cleaning staff. If you haven't been on the front lines per se, but you're in there in the medical field, offering you by saying thank you with a free smash event, and that's going to be at Albany College of Pharmacy. I almost said Binghamton. Here in Albany Med.
It's right by. For those of you who don't know where it is, it's right by Albany Med, right next to the parking garage.
Yeah.
Over by the VA hospital, right there in that little corner. Yep, over exactly. And that's Sage is right there, because that's where my daughter went to.
Well, perfect. Yes. So it's there. It's going to be, again, July 17th from 9 a.m. to 3. And it's meant to be just a quick in and out. Come on your way to work. Come after work. Come throw a couple things at the wall. We have someone who sponsored the snacks. And then we'll have some music. And then the hope is to take that smashed glass. And then in the fall, we're going to put out a call for artists to create with that. And then hopefully it will be displayed either in the Capitol or the local hospitals as a tribute to them. So I'm super excited about that. The Northeast Kidney Foundation is sponsoring that event as well. So I'm really excited about that, because I'm hoping a lot of people will come and just let some stress out as a thank you, for all the awesome work they've done through COVID.
That's great. Now, you said live music also?
Well, no, I guess I shouldn't say live music. We'll have music. I have a little boombox.
Okay. All right. Well, because I just figured it would be the Smashing Pumpkins.
I was going to say, if I had that button, I would have pushed it.
Yeah. Or we get this one. So look at this. And Tim's over here wanting you back for a friend. I just think, I'll tell you, and Jackie and I were talking about this a little bit beforehand, and Jeanette and I are on the same page with this also. We were talking about this a little bit beforehand is you would have been, if for those of you who don't know, I booked my shows are booked out. Jackie and I probably talked months ago. For my guests, I'm booked out to the second week in October. I keep this thing moving. Where you're analytical. I must be organized. If it's not written down, it doesn't exist.
Oh, that's how I am too.
It's not real. It doesn't exist. It's not part of my life. And people will be like, you were supposed to. It's not written down. I wasn't supposed to. Nothing.
You're like, nope.
But you would have been such a great tie-in because last week I was telling her about Jeffrey last week with the wrongful. And then we're going to talk a little bit at the end of the show. I'm going to mention next week's show. Next week's guest is about, and I'm so dumb, it's about sexual intelligence and women's empowerment. And then her name is Regina Hansen. And then I'm going to be here talking about that. Just a lug. But Jeanette and I are on the same page. You mentioned this, the artist piece. Yeah. I love art. I was the kid who can't draw a stick figure.
Same.
I can't play the radio. And I was the same kid that if my mother was around, she would tell you, for my 16th birthday, I wanted to go to the museum. I just love art. There's a gentleman, his name's Lee. I can't think of Lee's last name. I bought some pictures from on Instagram. Uh-huh. Beautiful artist out of California. He does like real alien stuff.
Oh, see, and, I like weird stuff too.
Maybe my wife will bring them down. They're very like different. Like one of them looks like a condor with his wings out. But like all these like demonic figures underneath of it. And the other one looks like two blue alien heads. The guy's stuff is amazing. And make sure everyone goes and follows you on Instagram. Please take a moment and follow Stress Fracture NY on Instagram. Facebook, it's Stress Fracture LLC. But take a moment and follow those pages. Give her some attention. Give her some love here. But tell me about these artists, because you've mentioned this a couple of times, that the artists are using this glass and these broken items to recreate. Are they just, hey, thanks for the stuff, I'm going to go ahead and sell this, and oh, well, what's going on with these art pieces?
Well, that's a good question. Some things I don't know about and other things I do. It depends. So when I was first getting the business together, I was actually thinking of recycling all the glass. But it turns out recycling isn't really a thing like people think it is. And on top of that, it was going to cost me a fortune to recycle it. So I thought, well, you know what? I'm just going to separate it, which that was the crappy part, was I would literally take hours and hours and separate into type of glass and color. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to create something with this. But like I had mentioned earlier, I just didn't have time to do anything. So I put a post on Facebook Marketplace or something. And, you know, a couple of people said, yeah, who wants glass? And then people started like fighting over it. They're like, I want this because I'm going to create this. And this one woman wanted all of my colored glass because she had made an enormous industrial sized tumbler, and she was going to turn it all into sea glass. And then
tumbler?
I don't really know.
Like a stone, like the sand inside of it, and it smooths it out.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So she made one of those, and she turned all of the colored glass into sea glass. And makes incredible pictures that she sells on her Etsy page with that. One person was doing, I don't really know what it was yet, but some sort of sculpture with all the clear glass. And one person was gonna try to melt it down and make other things. So it really is a wide range of things.
That's wild.
Yeah, stepping stones were, I think, last year's summer project. Like, a lot of people wanted my ceramic stuff to make garden stepping stones with their kids and things. So
that's cool.
It all has gone to really different things. So I'm hoping the call for art coming up in the fall will really be some interesting things. I'm excited to see what people come up with, or even if they're interested in doing it. Who knows? It could be a big flop, but never know.
So personally, what I need you to do is the next one of the artists that comes out, be like, so I was on this show, the Above the Bar podcast, and he said, if you don't do something for Wounded Warriors, you're not a good person.
All right.
Just tell him I said that. It's like, it won't mean anything. It won't carry any weight at all. But you can be like, yeah, the guy said, he said it. He said, if you don't do something for Wounded Warriors, like, you're not a good person.
All right. He was serious.
He was dead serious. And just say it, and they'll be like, oh, the Above the Bar podcast. Oh, I know all about that.
Oh yeah. I know that guy.
That guy, you know, all four of his listeners. I know who they are. Mostly that's my wife, one of my mother, and my two best friends. But
hey, they all count, right?
They all count. We're going to keep going with it.
Yep.
I mean, it's – so I do want to kind of tease a forensics one.
Sure.
I got to tease one.
Let me have it.
Because I want – folks, for those of you that are still listening right now that are out there, give me a little bit of your forensics question, because we're going to get Jackie to come back on. We're going to get her to talk, and – what I want to do is I want to get you on, and I want to just debunk these shows.
All right.
I do zero show prep. If no one can tell, the closest I get to show prep is, do I have Stewart's cream soda and do I have Teller Mardu? That's my show prep and ice.
Hey, whatever works.
You know, that's my show prep right now. But I'm really curious. So what's the one thing? First off, do you watch any of these shows? Let's go with that.
I do not. Absolutely not.
Now I see, I won't watch any shows about the Marine Corps.
Uh-huh.
Because it frustrates me.
That's exactly why I don't watch it.
Now, what's the one thing that you see and you're like, seriously? Like, what's the one thing?
Well, I think, and I can go into a little bit more detail in a second, but so as a forensic scientist, I've had to testify a lot. And one of the things I always get asked about is, why didn't you do fingerprints? Why didn't you do fingerprints? Why didn't you do DNA? Why didn't you do DNA? DNA is typically, it's the most well-known, I suppose you would say, forensic analysis, but it can't be done on everything. And it's very time consuming and it costs a lot of money. So you wouldn't do it on anything to save the taxpayers money. If it's not needed, you don't do it. But that is the one thing. Why didn't you do DNA? And a lot of the times as well, because we found it in the guy's mouth or, you know, whatever. It's, you know, some, you don't need DNA because it was in his mouth.
I could see what's going on.
Yeah. So that's probably my most frustrating thing is, why didn't you do more? Because on TV they do more. So it's very frustrating.
All right, so we're gonna, folks. I want you to get your I want you to get your DNA questions ready, but it's one of those kind of things where it's like I'm always just so blown away by the whole thing. What's the one thing? Because I know what it is for me. So there's always, so you're in a field that gets televised.
Yes.
It gets in the movies. Mm-hmm. People, and it's, and you could probably remember his name. I know he's an Asian American doctor who, what's his name?
Henry Lee.
That's mm-hmm. him. He is really, he's the godfather of modern forensics. Yeah. He really has blown it up. Los Angeles, right?
I think it's
where he's at. But like, he's really turned it into what it is today.
Yeah.
What's the one thing you see when you watch these shows where you're like, give me a freaking break?
Honestly, it's the technology. Now I work, for the state. So, money is not always a plenty.
Like it is a plenty. No. So
oftentimes you're working on, well, I don't even know how old the instruments are, but a lot of times
still cranking hamster.
Exactly. And my thing is on these shows, it's all like they move their hand and this interesting, clear screen pops up with all the writing and then the report's right there on the, I'm a drug chemist. So my specialty is forensic drug chemistry. And it can sometimes take 3 or 4 days to run an analysis on one single item. So the fact that they wave their hands and all of a sudden on the printer is a full written report is probably the thing that frustrates me second to the, why didn't you do more? Yeah.
see my two will always be with the Marine Corps. Is number one, ribbons and badges.
Oh, yeah.
you know, they're very like, ask any service member, but especially a Marine, about wearing your ribbons and badges.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is an eighth of an inch from the top of the pocket, eighth of an inch above that. Each ribbon has an order based on seniority to the top one. Oh, we lost her. Oh, no. Oh, no. I bored Jackie and we lost her. If you guys have anything that frustrates you guys, you please let me know what it is. If you're in a profession and you're sitting there and things happen in your profession, you're like, whatever happened to this? Where did that go? Why are they telling this or that about my profession? So like I was saying, in the Marine Corps, the one thing that really always frustrates me is, first is the ribbons and badges. It drives me absolutely bonkers when whatever show it is, whatever the process is, the ribbons and badges are in the wrong order or in the wrong spot. They have shooting badges, mismatch, wrong service shooting badges, whatever it happens to be. Those things drive me absolutely bonkers. And the other one that drives me bonkers is the way junior service members talk to senior service members.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you,
important in the military, right? So to see it not represented properly, I'm sure it can be super frustrating.
It's one of those things where, when I retired, I was a gunnery sergeant in the Marine Corps.
Mm-hmm.
So gunnery sergeant, not Sarge, not, hey, you, not, you weren't going to raise your voice at me. It was all those kind of things. It drove me up, my buddy Tom. So I was really curious, like, what kind of things you see in those shows. But my goal, though, is we'll figure it out. You might have to come back in October.
Hey, I will definitely do that. That is one thing, too, that when people, a lot of times I get people who have kids going off to college that want to be forensic scientists. So the one thing I always say is go shadow someone in an actual forensics lab, because it is nothing like TV. That's the one thing I can't get across most of the time. And then when people do shadow, they find that maybe that's not typically what they wanted to do, because they don't want to be a lab rat, for lack of a better term. They want to be out crime scenes, which you can't even do in New York State unless you're a sworn member. So it's a lot of misleading things.
Do you mean that, like, in like whatever the one was in Las Vegas, where they would like go and they carried guns and they were all
armor that they drive around and all that good stuff? No, we don't get.
Go ahead and bring it to this Star Wars table over here, and we'll just look everything up. If you look, you can see where the bullet went right through. Look at that.
Exactly.
And my buddy Tom. Tom, we all know cable guys are insane. I've never met a cable guy that wasn't off his mark. Not a single one. No, nobody ever has ever said, well, I think I'm going to go ahead and put cable in people's houses. I want them to see the latest episode of Decker Dexter. That's another one. Yeah. I forgot he was a forensics guy, wasn't he?
I did watch Dexter, and I don't know why that didn't bother me. And Breaking Bad was also quite representative, I must say. So I did
really, like, you felt like, so wait a sec. So did you feel like those two, cause God, now we're into something else. Yeah. Did you feel like those two kind of were on their mark?
I don't think Dexter was at all, but for some reason I didn't mind that one. It was pure entertainment for me, but Breaking Bad was not, you know, I didn't think Breaking Bad was a huge misrepresentation, to be honest. Yeah. And I was specially trained to take down meth labs. So yeah.
Why are you not in, like, West Virginia?
I don't know. I don't like the heat.
Like, West Virginia is not hot. Like, that's like,
you don't think so? I don't know.
I grew up in Maryland. Like, I grew up in Baltimore. It's like, that's hot. Like, if you people put it this way, like, by April in Maryland, we're in flip flops and shorts. And if we're not, it's like, this is bullshit.
Right.
Like, that's pure. Wow. God, see, that's a whole nother thing. Like, I could, I could keep talking to you, because I'm sitting here thinking, like, how do you get specially trained in meth labs?
I don't know how much time we have, but so
we have all the time in the world. This is my shit.
Excellent. So, back in 2006, five or six meth labs were on the rise in New York State, and they needed people to volunteer to be specially trained. And I was like, because I was in the lab and you didn't go out to crime scenes, which is what I wanted to do, I was like, I'll do it. So I went to special training at the Drug Enforcement Administration down in Quantico, Virginia. And they teach you, you know, basically how to make it, how to identify the process for when you stumble or enter a lab so you know where they are, how to process the scene safely, and then take the evidence for trial.
So you've been to like actual legit meth labs, the whole nine yards?
Yep. Many.
Does it stink as bad as they say?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I got to ask, so what does that smell like? What would you describe that smell as?
So it depends on the process. There are several ways to make it. So it depends on the process. The one you may be thinking of is the, pardon me for swearing, but cat piss method.
Look, I don't give a shit. Like, say whatever you want to. Again, this is my show. I get to do what I want.
The cat piss method, that's typically the most stinky. And I can't, it's been so long since I've done that I can't remember exactly what the...
We don't need the breakdown, because like last thing I need is my people watching me like taking notes like
fucking, yeah right yeah no,
tell me some more. Did she get everything? I've got plenty of gasoline. I was in the hardware store a minute ago.
Yep. So yeah, all sorts of interesting smells. And the one thing I do have to say that I was always intrigued by is you have a bunch of, I get meth heads for lack of a better term, but some of the apparatus and things they would come up with to make it, like condensers. And I was like, you are wasting your brain. Like, this is pretty genius. So that was the one thing I was like, wow, you're wasting some talents on the dark side.
On some dope, huh?
Yeah.
That's so wild to me. Like, like everything about this is just, so I'm, and tying it all together is, you know, it like my buddy Tom was just saying, Tom's like, you know, talking about Dexter and the practicing the blood splatter pattern. So you think about Dexter and the blood splatter pattern, and then you turn around and here you are with stressfracturenewyork.com and this mobile trailer to take around to people's locations, businesses, homes, three-year-olds' birthday parties, anything where you want somebody to not have a bat, corporate events, all these kind of wild-ass things where there's an opportunity. And it kind of really does tie together in that way. Like, it's just wild to me. And the fact that and what's even crazier to me is the fact you said it all started with a beaker breaking.
Yeah. And I don't know if my logo is on any of the pictures, but my logo is pretty much me. That's a cartoon figure of me the day I just discovered, if for less lack of a better word, the business. It's me dropping the beaker in slow motion and pulling my hair out. So,
in my last note. we share, that's the picture that we shared, folks, when we put the ad out for today's show. Go take a look at it. This is just wild. So they want to find you. We've said it several times. Stress Fracture NY. Instagram is Stress Fracture NY. Facebook is Stress Fracture LLC. The only reason I know it's LLC is because every time I went to update my thing and I'm like, Stress Fracture NY, it would change the LLC. And I'm like, all right,
I'm
like, is this the right?
Let's do it every time.
I'm like, is this the right shit? I'm gonna screw this whole thing up. You're right here in the Capital District, but it is mobile, so up and down the East Coast.
Yeah.
If you're willing to pay the money, you know, JV, Jackie V, whatever, we're gonna just nickname the daylights out of you. Dr. V, are you a doctor? Do you have your
PhD?
No? Okay. I was just checking. She said that. She's like, no, I ain't got that kind. Ain't nobody got that kind of time.
Exactly.
But, you know, we'll bring the trailer out to you. What are we pulling the trailer with?
So I have a Jeep that I pull the trailer with. It's a 14-foot Jeep. It's super tall. I had it specially built so a tall person could swing a baseball bat inside because I didn't want to exclude the tall guys or girls. So the other cool part is I recently have a tent version with a really awesome smash wall. So I can do indoor events as well now.
And we've already determined that now we can smash fruit inside of the tent. Yeah. We figured that out.
eggs. I don't know why eggs seemed fun to me.
See, that's a good one. Like smashing eggs, the unborn fetuses of chickens. That's a great idea. Listen to you. You're a horrible person. God,
oh, terrible comments. Now,
God, where did that come from? You just want to smash unborn chicken fetuses. Wow, where did that come from? From the scientists at that. I'm a horrible. Now, see, look, I just made you into a horrible person for no reason.
I know. I went.
Oh, man. But you really, this is such a neat idea, folks. Reach out to your employers. Reach out to your friends. If you got an event coming up, block party, whatever it is, you know, you some of the towns around the area, this is fair season. This is those times where we're all looking for something a little bit different, something to bring up. Make sure you check out stressfractureny.com. Bring Jackie out. Have her breaking stuff. You know, she works for New York State. It can't be that great. You know, it's awesome. I can't say that shit. I'm sorry. I apologize. So, folks, it's the Telemardu talking. I can't say that shit. She's next thing I know, she'll be like, so can I sleep on your couch? This is bullshit, what you said. You done messed some shit up for somebody. But no, it's just wild to me because it's just, I'll tell you what my, and I got to give you this, the most interesting thing about it all to me, not just what it is, is that it came up from the idea of just dropping something.
Yeah. Yep. It literally was that day, the stuff shattered, that noise. Like I said, it just did something to me. I don't know what, but it did
something. That's just wild to me. Yep. You know, folks, as we're going to get ready to close this thing up and get ready to bring it to a close here. Think about what Jackie just said. Something as simple as a broken piece of glass created an idea, created a movement for her, and gave her something that was hers. We've all got that idea in ourselves. We've all got this thing in us that we say, man, wouldn't this be cool if somebody just, well, yeah, you can be that cool.
You can be that cool. Even when your friends tell you it's probably not a good idea. Because let me tell you, I had a lot of naysayers. They're like, who would do that? So yeah, stick to your guns, follow your dreams.
And the ones that tell you it's not a good idea, ask yourself, what, you know, take that leap of faith, get out there and do stuff.
Exactly.
Not going to get into a lot of different things, but I have some friends of I that have taken some leaps of faith here of late that, aren't the most comfortable, aren't the easiest thing to do it. But if they work out, you'll be a legend.
Exactly.
And I got to tell you, Jackie, you're a broken legend. Get it? Broken?
I do. Where's my boom?
Wait a sec. She's the broken legend. So Jackie, what do you – give us some final words here. Give us some things. Remember, do not log off.
That's right.
Remind you there. This is, everyone gets to hear that at the end of the show because I had somebody log off at after one, and I'm like sending them messages like, come back, come back. So you get the final word here. What do you got for everybody?
Final word. I guess what I have is just like you had mentioned before, no matter what you're thinking or how crazy you might think an idea is, definitely just follow it because you never know. I have found that in my research in being an entrepreneur that it's a lot of those people that have followed that random thought that have turned into big, amazing things. So I say just follow your dreams and come try it out, whether you're stressed or not. It's just fun.
Alrighty, folks. Be sure to push your stool in.
This has been an Earplug Podcast presentation, found on earplugpodcast.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, and wherever your favorite podcasts are found.